I've mentioned this before, but my very favorite Advent-themed bumper sticker goes, "Jesus is coming, period. Everyone look busy." That's a pretty profound insight, actually. Because we as a culture worship busyness. We complain about it. I'm so busy. I've got so much to do. But we seem to revel in it. I am so busy. We wear it like a badge of honor. And I think it's because in some ways we're not sure what to do. Advent is when we celebrate the coming of Christ, the gift of the Word made flesh, that wondrous occasion at Bethlehem of the birth of our Savior. And at one and the same time, it is the acknowledgement of His second coming that will be. That at the end of all time, God in Jesus Christ will draw us back to God's self. The one who has made and formed us will welcome us back to God's self. But what do we do in the meantime? We get busy. We stay busy. We are busy. And we think that's what we are about. That the presence of Christ in and through us as a faith community is about doing and being busy. In the gospel, Jesus says something interesting. A metaphor that is quite striking. Do not let your hearts become drowsy. Don't let your hearts get sleepy. And he says it can happen through carousing and drunkenness. And if that's the case, that's between you and Jesus. But then he says something more spot on, I think, for our reality. Do not let your hearts become drowsy through the anxieties of daily life. That's where we are. And the anxieties, I would argue, we solve by being busy. Let me do things. Let me be distracted by things. Let me be engaged in things. And I'm not saying those really important things that we have to do. But again, it seems as though that is our default position. Let us stay busy, because somehow that will wake up our hearts. That will keep us from being sleepy. But staying busy only does one thing. Keeps us busy. Paul, in that letter to the Thessalonians, tells us what we should be doing and what we should be praying for. May the Lord God increase and abound in you love. May the Lord God increase and abound in you love for one another and for all, so that your hearts may be strengthened, not drowsy, not sleepy, but that our hearts may be strengthened. And Paul says that only takes place when the Lord God enables us to love one another and to love all. Love does not equal busy. Oftentimes, if we truly love, we do less. We spend more time. We get deeper. We seek a greater relationship, a greater communion with one another and with all. That's what keeps us from being drowsy in our hearts. That's what wakes us up. Not mindless busydom, but real, authentic love rooted in Jesus Christ. This wonderful season is calling us to put the brakes on being so busy and rather to embrace love. Embrace the God who loves us, which enables us to love one another and to love all. That's the prayer of the Advent season. That's the role and mission of the church in this in-between time in which we walk. We know what has been, and we know we are headed. And in the meantime, we know what to do, to love so that our hearts may not fall asleep, but be strengthened so that we can love one another and love all.